This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025 via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to President of France, Emmanuel Macron, and the government of France for their support in organizing the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and expressed satisfaction at the deepening of the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Foreign Secretary David Lammy conveyed UK's strong interest in further enhancing cooperation across key sectors, including trade and investment, defence and security, technology, innovation and clean energy. He expressed confidence that the free trade agreement will unlock new economic opportunities for both the countries. He also strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and expressed support for India's fight against cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has termed the recently concluded free trade agreement between India, United Kingdom and the Double Contribution Convention a milestone. During his meeting with UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar said the agreement will not only propel two-way trade and investment, but will also have a positive effect on other strategic aspects of the bilateral ties between the two nations. He added that it would also contribute to the strengthening of supply and value chains. Union Minister for Health J.P. Nadda launched the awareness initiative of FSSAI to stop obesity by eating safe and healthy food. It coincided with the World Food Safety Day celebration in Bengaluru yesterday. The Union Minister emphasized that a healthy society alone can ensure a strong nation. He reiterated that for India to become Vikasit, our people should remain healthy. The minister reminded the gathering about the call given by the Prime Minister to reduce oil consumption by 10%. He advised that the food we consume must be measured in calories. Only this awareness will keep us fit. Eid ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, was celebrated with religious fervor and due reverence across the country yesterday. The faithfuls offered Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques yesterday. Later, they exchanged Eid greetings. In Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. Eid ul-Azha is celebrated to commemorate the willingness of Hazrat Ibrahim to sacrifice his only son in obedience of God's command. Elaborate security arrangements had been made on the occasion. In women's single at the French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-7-5, 6-2, 6-4 in a thrilling final yesterday, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. In men's singles, world number one and three-time Grand Slam winner Jannik Sinner of Italy will renew his rivalry with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain when the two meet in the men's singles final of the French Open 2025 today. The match is scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.